Facebook intentionally drains users' phone batteries, former employee claims in lawsuit, shows a report. Twitter direct messages button disappears from some users' profiles on Android and iOS, shows a report. Apple adjusts App Store pricing for apps in-app purchases in several countries. OnePlus 11R 5G specifications and design renders leak ahead of launch in India on February 7. Vivo Y100 price specifications tipped ahead of India launch, shows a report. Apple to limit Wi-Fi 6E connectivity to iPhone 15 Pro, iPhone 15 Pro Max models, shows a report. A former Meta employee has reportedly filed a lawsuit against the firm claiming that Facebook knowingly drains users' phone batteries under the guise of testing features. The ex-worker has also claimed he was fired when he noted this practice as a harmful one and refused to participate in it. According to a New York Post report, George Hayward is a 33-year-old data scientist who claims to have worked at Facebook on his popular messenger chat application. In a lawsuit filed against the firm, Hayward said he came across an internal training document titled How to Run Thoughtful Negative Tests, where examples of experiments where users' batteries were secretly but quite intentionally drained in the guise of testing certain features of the app, as per the report. The practice, Hayward notes, is called negative testing. Twitter rolls out its latest update for Android and iOS recently, and the option to send direct messages has reportedly disappeared for many users on both platforms. This means there is no option to send DMs via a profile page. Many users have reported the same on the microblogging site. The DM button usually appears between follow and notification buttons on a profile page. While this has suddenly disappeared for many Twitter users, they can still send direct messages by heading to the messages tab and searching for the account they want to send a direct message to. Apple announces that it is making changes to prices for apps listed on the App Store and to in-app purchases. The Cupertino, California-based tech giant that deals with 44 currencies across 175 iOS App Store fronts, has made adjustments to pricing in order to correct for fluctuating foreign exchange rates and tax policy changes in certain countries where the company operates in. According to a blog post by Apple on February 13, 2023, prices of apps and in-app purchases on the App Store, apart from auto-renewable subscriptions, will be increased in Colombia, Egypt, Hungary, Nigeria, Norway, South Africa, and the United Kingdom. The iPhone maker will also decrease prices in Uzbekistan in order to reflect on the decrease in value-added tax rates in the country from 15% to 12%. OnePlus 11R is set to make its debut in India on February 7th. The upcoming premium OnePlus smartphone will launch as a successor to the OnePlus 10R 5G in India. The company has already teased the design of the upcoming OnePlus R series smartphone. It also reveals that the OnePlus 11R 5G will feature a Qualcomm Snapdragon 8 Plus Generation 1 SoC under the hood. The device will launch in two shades, grey and galactic silver. It is set to pack a 5000 mAh battery. The Vivo Y100 is set to launch in India next month, most likely together with the speculated Vivo Y56. A recent report reveals the phone's key specifications and hardware details. Moreover, the leak indicates the projected price range for the smartphone in India. It will reportedly be powered by a MediaTek Dimensity SoC and run the newest Android 13 operating system. According to the report, the device will have a slim and light body design with a color-changing back panel. The handset is likely to be the first Vivo phone with two color-changing options. The highly anticipated iPhone 15 series of smartphones is expected to launch later this year. The lineup is expected to feature the base iPhone 15 and iPhone 15 Plus variants, as well as the high-end iPhone 15 Pro and iPhone 15 Pro Max or iPhone 15 Ultra. From haptic buttons to RAM expansion, a number of features have been rumored over the past few months. A recent report suggests that the Wi-Fi 6E feature, which was previously reported to be available across the lineup, may instead be reserved for the Pro models. According to a MacRumors report, Wi-Fi 6E connectivity will be limited to the high-end iPhone 15 Pro and iPhone 15 Pro Max variants. Thank you.